It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? The book of John, John chapter 18, we're going to read from verse 29 through to the end of the chapter, verse 40. John chapter 18, verse 29 through verse 40. So if you'd please look that up in your Bible so that you can follow along and study today with us. As you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And if you'd like to visit our website, you could find that at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org, and that's all small letters. So please feel free to contact us, that we'll know that you're listening. And if you have any questions, we love studying the Word of God, and we stay in the Scripture verse by verse. And so please that you would join us at some time in some way. Come to see us. It'd be just wonderful, too. It's always great to study the Word of God and to enjoy this time together. I hope that that was enough time for you to get to John, John chapter 18. We're going to begin reading with the 29th verse. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? And they answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, he would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, saying, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? And Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he hath said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Let's begin with prayer after reading the precious word today. Father, we thank you that we can come and enjoy this time together, that we may watch and serve you. It's so important, Lord, that we know your way and will for our lives, that we walk each and every day in service to you. It's important, Lord Jesus, that we know today that you are our Savior. We have come by faith to you. We have trusted in you in the death, burial, and resurrection of you, Lord Jesus. You have died on the cross for us to save our sin because we are lost in our sin. We're dying in our sin. The wages of sin is death, but we too know that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So please, Father, help all today by the power of the Holy Spirit to touch every heart, that they'll know without a question, without a doubt, that they are a child of God. They have come by faith to you. They have trusted in you and have a personal relationship with you. And then, Father, that we begin to walk each day in service to you, learning, finding your power and your wisdom and your strength in each and every day that we live. Please, Father, guide and lead us now as we study your precious word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, I would like to go back just a minute because, again, we are studying through the arrest, the crucifixion, the arrest and the trial, and then on to the crucifixion. And so as we do that today, I would like for us to just go back just a little bit and go back to a place of the what everybody calls the Last Supper when they met together. We know, according to the Word of God, that there were the disciples were present. We know at that supper that several things took place. There was a washing of the feet. They started the put the Lord's Supper, instituted it. It was the beginning there. We know that Peter was told that by the Lord Jesus that there would be three times that he would deny his Lord. And we also know his response to that, that I'll never deny thee. And so then we find, too, that Judas was identified. And so there was many things that was talked about and taken care of there. And this was all done at the supper. And this was about evening, about dark, when this started. And so kind of keep in mind, and we're going to go back and forth as we come into the end of this chapter, or go through this chapter 18 of John, and then on into the 19th chapter, from the upper room, or from the supper, where they all met for the last time. We also have one other thing that has taken place, and that is the coming, the speaking of the coming of the Comforter. All these things, you know, we see this picture of all the people sitting around in the at the Last Supper and the beginning of the Lord's Supper, but we don't realize all the things that has taken place during that time. So we find after this, after supper, then they sang a hymn. They went out to Mount Olives. Now those words you've probably heard many times. Those are words that we read each time that we have the Lord's Supper. But they sang a hymn and went out to Mount Olives. Now they headed for a garden. That garden was the Garden of Gethsemane. On the way, he continued to teach. And as we have enjoyed chapter 15 and 16 of John, you'll know the teaching that went on as they traveled from the upper room to Mount Olives, to Gethsemane. Now, as we look at this trip, we can kind of keep in mind, because we've been studying for so many weeks through these chapters, and you'll know that when we got to the 17th chapter then, that too was just the Lord's Prayer, and that is actually the Lord's Prayer, not the one that you think of that you recite so commonly and so normally. This is actually the Lord's Prayer in John 17. So wonderful teaching in 7 and 15 and 16 of John. Then we followed through and enjoyed the Lord's Prayer in chapter 17. We go to the garden. At the garden, we find the disciples falling asleep and going from one place. The Lord Jesus tells them to stay awake, that they not fall into temptation. He returns, and they did it three times, and each time while he found them asleep. You can find that in Matthew chapter 26. And so as you look at those verses of Scripture, also in Luke chapter 22, you can find that. See, there's a lot that goes on between the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are studying from John, but I think it's important for us to see everything that's taken place. So now we have come from the room where they had supper. They have traveled through from that room to the place called Gethsemane, to the garden. We know that they spent time in prayer. The Lord Jesus spent time in prayer in the garden. Then we find now that Judas enters the garden, and he has a host of guards with him, religious leaders as well. All arrive at the garden. We are told this according to John chapter 18, the first, the second, and the third verse. Luke 22, John 18 verses 4 through 11 continues this same story that we understand the truth. Luke 22:51 tells us part of it as we look through all these scripture verses. And again, John 18:2-3, Luke 22:48, John 18:4-11, Luke 22:51. If you would like to look those up and read those at another time. But we find Judas entering the garden with the guards, and we find him being arrested. And of course, through this same time, why we are told through this section in John, where that Simon Peter took a sword and he cut the high priest's servant's ear off. We are told the Lord Jesus touches that, heals that ear, and all those things take place. Now we have him taken then from the garden, arrested, bound, and as he is bound, he is put to shame. It's so sad to see that that's taking place, but he's put to shame by the type of shackles, the type of straps they put around his wrists, around his ankles. They possibly put something around his neck, and they drug him away. It was not that they just led him casually away, but they drug him away, and he was dragged. And he was dragged before the high priest, as was the first place for him to arrive. Now, Annas and Caiaphas, and we have looked at that in John 18, chapter verse 12 and 13. First Annas, then Caiaphas, then we find coming to all the council, and then we find the Lord Jesus Christ being beaten, and we have that here in John chapter 18, verse 22. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Answer thou the high priest so." And so we know that he went to Annas first, then to Caiaphas, then to all the council. Now we find them again, the Lord Jesus being beaten. Then we look at a time that has come in the center here. Back in John 18, earlier in the verses of Scripture, I see it to be in the 15th, 16th, 17th verse, 18. And then if you'll come over, we'll find the end of that story in 27. And it's so sad at 26 and 27, 25. As we look through those verses of Scripture, we find something that Peter said he would never do, and that's deny the Lord and Savior. And he does just that very thing, not once, not twice, but three times. But when he denied him the third time, we know that he went out and wept, the Scripture tells us, and there's going to be a big difference between Judas and between Peter, because Peter was a born-again believer. Peter was saved, but Judas was lost. He had never come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Look how close Judas was with the Lord Jesus, with the other disciples, as he walked each and every day for 3 years, and yet he never come by faith to the Lord Jesus. How long have you been in church, and how long have you listened to the gospel? How long some friend of yours shared the gospel with you, and how often told you of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, told you of the need to come by faith and be saved, but you continue to reject that thought because it's something maybe you weren't taught when you were younger. Well, there's a big difference between Peter and Judas. Peter, it broke his heart when he missed the Lord, but he did not lose his salvation. He lost his fellowship. We find now that the Lord Jesus is being declared. We find Peter in the middle during this trial with the Sanhedrin and Annas and Caiaphas. And now we have the Lord Jesus as he is presented before the Sanhedrin and the priests. We find that in Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 22, verses 66 through 71, how they declare the Lord Jesus and tell him that they've figured out what they're going to do. And they said that it's blasphemy because he said he is God, and also it is treason because he calls himself king. And so that's the charges that they're going to bring. Now they have to take him from the Jews, from their government. He has to bring him over unto the Roman government and control because he is going to be crucified and they want him crucified. They can't do it. They cannot crucify him. And so they have to get the Rome involved here. And of course the first stop there is Pilate. And so we find now, as we come to verse 29 of John chapter 18, actually verse 28, "Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. It was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover." Now, we have looked through these verses of Scripture. Many people believe that when they had the Last Supper, that was the Passover Supper. We know that not to be true because they would be defiled, that they could not eat the Passover. And so at this time, the Passover lamb had not been eaten. And so we need to look very carefully at the time schedule, because we're going to find that the Lord Jesus, that he was put to death at the same time that the sacrificial lamb was put to death, and that we'll find to be on the day of the 14th of Nisan, and that is the day that Jesus Christ died. Now, as we look at the crucifixion, we look at the trial that comes before the Lord Jesus being put to death. We've started the night before. We have went through the night, and now early in the morning, they have made a judgment call here. We're not sure what time it is, but they have made a judgment. The Caiaphas, Annas, the Sanhedrin, the priests, they have all come together against the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are going to present him now to Pilate. And we find that now as they come to the judgment hall, it was early, the scripture says, they themselves went on into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. So don't misunderstand, because I'm sure many people have presented that they ate the Passover supper together, the disciples did with the Lord Jesus prior to this time, and that would have been the evening before. And here it is morning. And I don't want to confuse you, but the days are different. The Jewish day begins at sunset. And so we have the night, and then the day follows. And then the following day begins at night, and then that day follows. And so it would have, if you would begin here, and we would start with one night, and the evening that they were having the Lord's Supper, he started the Lord's Supper, and he washed the disciples' feet, and all those things, through that night, and then arrested, taken to Annas and Caiaphas, on to the Sanhedrin, presented with to the high priest, they declared the charges before him, now they are taking him to Pilate, and it is it's the next morning, it is the following morning, to the time when they were having the supper. That's the time schedule we have to this point. And so now we have him before Pilate, and it is before the Passover. We're told that because they would not go in, because they would be defiled if they did. Now Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" And they answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him to thee. Then said Pilate unto them, "Take ye him, and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die." Okay, now we've went from the upper room, from the supper, traveled from there to the garden, arrested from there to Annas, Caiaphas, the Sanhedrin. From there now he's presented to Pilate. So far, that's as far as we have gotten. Now Pilate sees no reason for why he was even brought before them, because he said, "You try him. It's your problem, not mine. You try him." And so that's where we find this problem. Now, as we look here at verse 28, "Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the judgment hall." It was early. "And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover." Now, if we'll look at Luke chapter 23, Luke 23, we're going to look at the charges that they took before Pilate. And again, you've got to go to all four Gospels to do this. And so now if we would look at Luke chapter 23, we're going to read five verses of that chapter, Luke chapter 23, beginning to read with verse 1. "And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, 'We found this fellow perverting the nation, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ a king.' Pilate asked him, saying, 'Art thou the king of the Jews?' And he answered him and said, 'Thou sayest it.' Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, 'I find no fault in this man.' And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. Now, we find the charges, and that is that he claims to be king, and so that is treason. He also claims to, as the Scripture tells us here, we have found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King. He is the Messiah. He says he is God. He is not. He says he is king. We know he is not. And so now we have brought him before you. But according to the Scripture in John and other Scripture verses, we know that Pilate sees no problem. He does not see this to be a threat to Caesar. He does not see this to be a threat to anybody, and he tells the Jews, you take him home and you take care of it. But he hears something in the conversation, because we find him that it begins from Galilee to this place. Now, if you'll look at verse 6 of Luke 23, I hope that you stayed there, because at Luke 23, verse 6, when Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. He asked if he was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught, and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And that same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. What has taken place here, we find that Pilate realizes that he is of Galilee. He's from a Galilean. And so Pilate decided that he could get out of this problem that he was in, because he just wanted to turn the Lord Jesus loose. He found nothing wrong, but he couldn't, because the people, the crowd, the Jews, God's chosen people, turned against him and rejected him. And so as they were rejecting him and wanting to put him to death, you see, they hated the light. People today desire to see and live in darkness. And that's the reason that maybe you don't like the study that we have, because you say, well, Larry, you take things too literal in the Word of God. The Word of God is the truth, and we stay with the truth, and we proclaim the truth. We proclaim the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We proclaim the power of His precious blood, the presence of His precious blood in the Holy of Holies, in heaven, in the tabernacle, placed upon the mercy seat on my behalf and on your behalf. Salvation is ours by grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we must trust in Him, and we must know this Word to be the truth, and we should follow after that truth ever so carefully and not go with man's opinions. We are looking to the Word of God. We find through the other Gospels that when they led him from Caiaphas unto the Hall of Judgment, we find him brought to Pilate. Pilate talked to him, could find no fault in him, even of the accusations that the Jews had laid at him. It's still, he saw no reason to do anything. You take him home, you do whatever you want to with him, Pilate said. They wouldn't have that. They wouldn't listen to that at all. And so what the next step was, he found out he was a Galilean. By being a Galilean, it got under another man's jurisdiction, which was Herod's. And so he called Herod. He happened to be at Jerusalem during this time, the time of the Passover. And so he called for Herod. They took Jesus to Herod, took him before Herod. And as we read, Herod was excited to see Jesus. Now that's kind of a strange comment considering who Herod is and Herod's family, because they hate the Jews, they hate Christians, and they don't desire to see the truth at all. So what's the matter with Herod? Herod wanted to be entertained. He did not want to hear from God and see God. Herod wanted to be entertained. And the Lord Jesus did not respond at all, because you see, he's not here to entertain us. He is here to save us. And so you need to not be entertained when you go to church. You need to hear the Word of God, the truth. Let it convict your heart. Turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Be saved and begin that wonderful walk with Jesus. You must look to the Lord Jesus. What's happening here is Herod had heard of the marvelous miracles that the Lord Jesus was performing. He just wanted to see a couple of them. He wanted to be entertained. And again today, that's exactly what we do in most churches. We entertain people. And I tell you what, I don't want to ever entertain anyone here. At this church, we come to hear the Word of God, be convicted by the Spirit of God, and come to know the Lord Jesus and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. We are not coming to be entertained. And I want you to understand that so clearly, that the church is no place to just come to be entertained. Oh, we have wonderful fellowship here, but we are not entertained. Go to some nightclub if you want to be entertained. Go to some lodge if you want to be entertained. But don't come into the house of God to be entertained. You come to meet with God. You come to meet with believers. And you come to enjoy that wonderful fellowship. But if you're coming to be entertained, God forbid. Now we look to this scripture here. We find Pilate sending him to Herod. Herod wanting to be entertained. The Lord Jesus not even giving him the time of day and made Herod mad. So he threw on this robe. We looked at a robe that he was placed. Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught, mocked him, arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. They sent him right back to Pilate. Now, as we look at this area of John, you see, we don't have that. That we found in Luke, as we looked at the scripture verses in Luke chapter 23, verses 6 through 12. And we find Herod not liking what he had because the Lord Jesus didn't even speak to him. Someplace in the middle here, and we're not sure where, but we know that Judas, that betrayed the Lord Jesus, gave back the 30 pieces of silver and went out and hanged himself. Now, we're not sure when. We're not sure whether it was immediately after he betrayed the Lord Jesus. Did he come and watch the trial and then found him to be arrested and waited till they led him away to be crucified and then went out and hanged himself? Did he do it at the time when the Lord Jesus was hanging on the cross? Did he wait till the Lord Jesus cried out, "It is finished"? We're not sure when it took place. But we do know, according to the Word of God, that Judas went out and hanged himself. Matthew chapter 27, and as we look at Matthew chapter 27, the 3rd through the 10th verse, and I'll read this for you that you can see what's going on. Then Judas, which had betrayed him when he had saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned, and I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See thou to that." And they cast down the pieces of silver into the temple, and departed and went and hanged himself. Now, we're going to begin there as we come together next time. Each time the time goes so quickly, but we need to enjoy and walk as we do through the scriptures carefully, looking to see each and every part in the different gospels. We'll continue and start right here next time we come together and continue with what Pilate does and then on to the crucifixion. My dear friend, as we enjoy this study, the question just keeps coming and we're looking at the crucifixion. And I'm going to ask you very carefully and very quickly now, what are you going to do about Jesus?